For many, spring is a time for cleaning. That's also true on farms in southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, where farmers spend their weekends banding together to clean out irrigation ditches. This method of managing water is unique to the West, and as Luke Runyon reports, there's a struggle to pass on these traditions to the next generation.
A warm spring has already melted much of the snow in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in southern Colorado, and water is already flowing through this ditch near the rural village of San Pablo. Every now and then, Dan Quintana, in weathered work gloves and a ball cap, raises up his shovel and slams it into the mud and matted willows that line the waterway. His slight frame makes it easy for him to jump across the narrow ditch. It's 9 o'clock on a recent windy Saturday morning.
So it's flood irrigated, all these get flood irrigated, and that's how everybody irrigates their properties.
It's all part of the limpieza, or ditch cleaning. If you irrigate, Quintana says you or one of your family members is expected to be here, shoveling out muck, removing trash and tree limbs. It's an annual obligation.
And making sure there's no obstructions in the ditch that prevent the water flow for the users downstream.
Small farm towns like San Pablo are organized around acequias, networks of ditches and canals dug more than a century ago. It's what makes farming possible in the dry San Luis Valley. While most Western law views water as property, something sold to the highest bidder, acequias see it as a community asset.
It's kind of like informal, just community cooperation. Everybody knows they have right to it, and we just share, you know.
It's hard to overstate how radical the idea of sharing water in the West is. It's easy when water is plentiful, but in times of scarcity, everyone within an acequia feels the shortage together.
They could use a cleanup crew out here. Look at all that.
Soon, lunchtime rolls around, and a group of middle-aged farmers leave their ditch cleaning duties and pile into the back of an old pickup truck. We're heading to the volunteer fire station for chicken fajitas. Acequias vary in their style of governance, but a more common form is as a civic association with a board and at least one employee who runs the ditch. That person is the mayordomo.
I'm sure I'll be hearing from you, Andy.
Agustin Roy Esquibel is the mayordomo for the ditch that was cleaned today. After we arrive, he takes the time to shake everyone's hand and jokes that he'll have to walk a lot more ditches to work off these fajitas. Down the street is the Church of San Isidro, the Catholic saint of farmers. The land here is mostly used to grow hay or other grasses for cattle and horses. As a water steward, Esquibel says his faith guides the decisions he makes.
It's being neighborly and, you know, treat people the way you'd want to be treated. We've lost a lot of that. That's just gone by the wayside. It's all about me, 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 what's in it for me. And I think over here, we still care about each other, care about the community.
While the water management here is unique, these towns also experience many of the same challenges as other rural areas across the country, like poverty, consolidating farms, and limited educational opportunities, all of which are causing young people to leave.
We all want the best for our kids, so we want to educate them and send them out, make some money. They never came back, and it's heartbreaking.
After lunch, a group of teenagers gather around a fire pit in Juanita Martinez's backyard in the community of San Francisco. It's about a 10-minute drive from the fire station.
We're actually sitting right next to a babbling stream, and it's our acequia. And that's why you hear that nice, rhythmic, beautiful water sound.
Martinez is quick to crack a smile and is a leader in the community. She's also active in an acequia association in the valley.
It makes you think about who you are as a person, your values. Are you a good neighbor? Do you trust people? Do you value people?
More and more of the farmland has been purchased by absentee owners, she says. And that means it's hard to fill board positions within the acequia. And those landowners often don't participate in the limpieza, the ditch cleaning.
Oh God, it kills me. And the reason why is because what then? What kind of people do we become? What kind of values do we have?
As a community activist, as an educator, I'm extremely concerned about the next generation not being able to carry these traditions.
That's Shirley Romero Otero. She leads a youth group called Move Mountains. What concerns her the most is passing along the acequia way of life.
The key to this is to teach the kids about this is who you are. This is the community that formed you. This is your culture. This is the way you think, feel, and act.
There are only 8 young people living in the village of San Francisco. And like many small town kids, they're often counting the days until they can go off to college or find a job. That's why Otero makes sure they know why sharing water is unique, even if they leave.
If we can instill that in the hearts and the minds of young people, they will always come back and give to their community. I've seen it over and over again.
Sitting by the ditch in a camouflage jacket and sporting a buzz cut, 14-year-old Leon Medina digs through a box of arrowheads he's found in the nearby mountains.
My hobbies is looking for horns and finding arrowheads, and these are nice. That's a spearhead that my cousin had found.
Medina is in the youth group run by Shirley Romero Otero. He and his friends got together to help with today's limpieza.
You can see the rings around the trees where the water has been high, but now it's gone low, so you can tell it's going to be a drought.
Which is why the ditch cleaning takes on a different kind of urgency for Medina. Every drop of water will be even more valuable to the farmers, he says, like his dad.
He's had me irrigating his field since I was like 7 years old, so a lot of people, like all these old timers, ask me if I could always help them.
Medina is a ray of hope to the community. He wants to live here. He has an interest in how the acequias work, how to irrigate land, and how to build a community.
There's way more stuff to do out here, and just it's free out here. I mean, it's, I can't explain it. I mean, it's...
As his voice trails off, he gestures up toward the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and then back down toward the acequia and the water flowing at our feet. And while he does spend time outside the valley, he says he's always happy to come home. I'm Luke Runyon.